God is moving on the streets.
If we can touch that one gang member with that one word, we can reach entire gangs. We can reach entire cities.
We, the people of God, are going to bring the light into the darkness.
They're like sheep without a shepherd.
They don't know him yet.
A lot of times they feel trapped.
Anyone that's growing in light is going to have an increasing heart for those who are in darkness.
Go in his power and in his love and demonstrate who he is.
I think people made a believer out of me.
We send them out two by two.
To a wounded and dying world. Not to condemn, but to love.
Know his love, man. He really loves you.
The dead raised, the sick healed, devil cast out in great measure, the poor looked after, and it should be normal Christianity.
God's heart burns for the lost, and he wants us to take the prophetic to the streets.
To Extreme Prophetic. My name is Patricia King. I'm so glad that you're with us for today's program. We have a special guest, Stacy Campbell, with us, and our subject is on prophetic evangelism, how to take the prophetic to the streets. And we're going to teach you how you can be God's light in the darkness.
The church is the strongest when we take whatever God gives us in the house, we take it out to the streets.
We are to bring light into darkness. We're to etch out darkness one soul at a time.
We've got to get the message outside of the four walls into the street.
And he's going to heal you of those things that happened to you as a little boy.
Y él te va a sanar todas las cosas que tú sufriste cuando eras un pequeño niño.
That turned you into an angry young man.
Que te volvió a ser un hombre enojón.
And that made you feel like that you were the only one in the world you had to protect yourself.
Y tú sentiste en un momento que tú eras el único hombre en el mundo y que tú te tenías que proteger por ti
mismo. God says, you don't have to protect yourself.
Y Dios dice, tú no te tienes que proteger a ti mismo.
He will protect you.
Dios te va a proteger.
And he has been your deliverer.
Y él te va a proteger.
And he will deliver you again.
Y él te va a librar de nuevo.
But he has such a destiny for your life.
Pero él tiene un destino para tu vida.
And he loves you so much.
Y él...
Welcome to Insights. I'm excited about this topic because it's something I just live for. And with me, I have Stacy Campbell, a prophetess. And Stacy and Wesley are actually my personal pastors. They pastor the itinerants in our church, of which Ron and I are in that group. And so we get really blessed to have them over us.
And I have to just interject here because I have to say this. That everywhere I go, if anybody ever asks me about you or they don't know what you're doing, you know, it's new to them because you are actually a forerunner in the whole thing of prophetic evangelism. And the thing that I constantly say is that Patricia King is one of the finest Christians is the finest Christian I have ever met. And I just want to endorse your character.
Wow.
And your ministry. And even though I'm technically your pastor, you know, you're better than me. So I'm going to be like you when I grow up.
A mutual admiration society in the body of Christ. Yeah. Because we know each other after the Spirit. Mm-hmm. It's awesome. Well, Stacy, preaching the gospel is something that every Christian is mandated to do. And in Mark 16, Jesus said, in verse 15, he said, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." He didn't say stay in all the church. And so we're commissioned to go. And one of the tools that he's using today is the prophetic gift. And it's of course used inside the church, but now he's sending it outside the church. And so what was your first introduction to it?
Well, I have done all forms of evangelism. Like, I was in Campus Crusade when I was in university, and I've gone door to door, and we've done street preaching, we've done all these kinds of things. But I have to say, the most effective form of evangelism I have ever done is prophetic evangelism, because the lost come looking, come searching. They come asking you questions, and you have the opportunity to just tell them what God says about them, thinks about them, their destiny. And I got this idea when I was in a church, actually in Australia. A fellow was helping me just in a conference I was doing there, and I found out that he'd just become a Christian within the last year. So I said, "Oh, how did you become a Christian?" And he said this to me: "I became a Christian at a psychic fair." And I, "Okay, why don't you tell me about that?" And he said, "Well," he said, "I was looking for God." And he said, "I heard a psychic fair was coming to town. I don't know why he didn't go to church if he was looking for God, but he didn't. He heard this psychic prayer was coming to town, so he determined in his heart that he was going to go to it. Unbeknownst to him, the church I was doing at the conference at had also heard a psychic prayer was coming to town. But instead of just like praying against it or protesting or whatever, they said, these people are looking for God. There's a hunger here. So they went to the land where the psychic fair was going to be held. And 8 months ahead of time, they sent people to intercede over the land, to plead the blood of Jesus, to just ask for the revelation of Jesus to occur on that very spot. And then they trained up prophetic people in their church. They rented a booth within the middle of the psychic fair.
I love this.
And they, then when the psychic fair did come to town, they had a booth rented in the middle of it. And they had intercessors going 24/7 the entire time the psychic fair was going on. This man who was looking for God ended up at that psychic fair, and he said what happened was he would go to the psychics, the psychic lineups, and he said it was like they couldn't get any revelation because I guess all the intercession was going on. He said it was like tilt, and he noticed one line getting longer and longer, and he ended up in that line, and that was the prophet's lineup. And when he got to the front of the line, he said those prophetic people from that church told him so much about his life, told him God loved him, gave him an invitation to church. He came to church the next Sunday. Within 3 weeks, he brought his whole family. Within a month, his whole family was saved. And then he looked at me and he said, and now I'm an usher in that this church. And so he was like so keen and
I
so
love
exciting.
It. Yeah. And that whole church believed that light belonged in the darkness.
Absolutely.
They didn't. They weren't afraid of the darkness. They didn't go and hide from it. They just invaded it with love and light and life and reaped a harvest as a result. Just recently, there was an event not too far from here where there was an outdoor fair and everything. Mm-hmm. And a couple set up booths. They had 25 churches, was it, that was involved together, which is miraculous. Mm-hmm. And they did prophetic readings there. And over 2,500 people came to know Jesus Christ in what, 10 days?
In 10 days.
Amazing. Now, you came back with this report about Australia, and then Walter Heidenreich actually came to our church and challenged us, said, you've got so much prophetic inside the church, you can get a word of God whenever you want one, but what about those outside the church?
Yeah.
And so we got convicted, we sponsored our very first school of extreme prophetic, and so you and I, and I think Todd Bentley was there, and we came together, did a bit of teaching, we had about 200 students, and we went to launch them out into different creative areas of evangelism, and now we have to say that we weren't confident. You weren't confident. I wasn't confident. What did you feel like?
I felt terrified. I had never done it before. When that man told me he'd become a Christian, I heard the Lord speak to me. He said, Stacy, I wanted you to do that. And I started to make excuses. God, I'm a pastor's wife. You know, I've never done that before. I don't even know any lost people. Every excuse I had sounded pathetic. And so I said, okay, God, I'll do it. But when the training came, I just stood in front of the class and said, I've never done this before. I don't know what I'm doing. You know, I'm your fearless leader. Follow me. And I said, you know, that we just have to totally depend on God's anointing, God's ability to prophesy through us. And so we went there, about 30 of us, to, you know, Booster Juice, which was our first launching pad. And I had two main fears. One was that nobody would come. Like, we'd set up all this stuff, we'd train all these prophetic people, we'd put the signs up, we'd send the flyers out, and that nobody would show up. And my second fear was that somebody would come, and then they'd sit down at the tables and we'd have to prophesy over them, and what if we didn't get anything? And I was just really afraid. And so the first day that we did it, about 30 of us, you know, we were praying and we were all new. None of us had ever done it before. Nobody knew what they were doing. But when we bowed our heads to pray and we just closed our eyes and people sat at the other end of the table, you know, God just began to break. Within about 30 seconds, I moved from fear to compassion, because I was just, I began to hurt for people. When people don't know God, they just have nobody. They have nobody to turn to. They're hurting. They're afraid. They're overwhelmed with the problems that are on this earth, and they have nobody to turn to. And so it was, I changed from that day.
I changed too, and I think everybody in that school changed. In fact, there's many out there forerunning in it today as a result of that one school. And you know, you can get out there too. Get over your fears and let love take over and just have a blast in Jesus as you see them come to Him.
Reach those in the streets, the marketplace, and the world around you with the life-giving gospel. The School of Extreme Prophetic offers powerful equipping and impartation so that you're fully furnished to reach the world around you. The school includes prophetic evangelism training as well as an outreach to the streets. It's a lot of fun and it's life-changing. meet new friends, and with them bring light into the darkness. Go online at extremeprophetic.com for more information. Do you need a miracle in your life? Our prayer team at Extreme Prophetic will pray through each and every need that you send us. Simply write out your request in an email and send to prayer@extremeprophetic.com. Each need receives personal attention through skilled intercessors. It is our pleasure to help you receive your miracle.
This is St. James Palace. It's where Prince Charles lives. And right out front, there's this guard. And they're not supposed to smile. They're not supposed to crack anything. We're going to go prophesy over them. We're going to tell them God loves him with an everlasting love. I just want to bring a word of encouragement over you from the heart of God. And he wants you to know that he really does love you with an everlasting love. And that he's really pleased with the disciplines that you walk in and with the way that you have determined to do what's right. And that even though there's some things right now in your own personal life that are in a bit of an upheaval, that he wants you to know that he's with you, and that if you call on him, he's going to work everything out, and he's going to bring restoration to everything that needs restoring. And that there's great things ahead. I see a sun shining on the horizon for you, which means there's really good things ahead for you. Bless you. You're loved with an everlasting love. It was just so sweet. I mean, those guards, they're not allowed to crack a smile. They're not allowed to move anything. And when I started to prophesy over him in the very beginning, when I just went over and told him that he was really loved by God and God had great things for him, his lips started quivering and his eyes started kind of shaking around. So it was really a special time. And here he comes. He's walking towards us. Here he is. He's moving.
And so you often start with a general word like, God loves you with an everlasting love, and then that flows into more.
I think that God loves you with an everlasting love is the most profound statement of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Yeah. It is the most powerful word from God that anybody can hear. Mm. And if they get the revelation of that, it'll transform their life for all eternity.
We actually had a marvelous time when we were in England. I mean, we were on the tubes prophesying to people as they were being transported from one location to another by train, and we were prophesying over them. We prophesied inside the restaurants and at the palace, and even witnessed to some Buddhist monks that day, and we were in Hyde Park. I think we had about 14 people led to the Lord just by doing destiny readings on a blanket in a park, and just had a wonderful time there. And so, you know, Stacy, we can just prophesy the heart of God's love and blessing over people wherever. We don't have to be in a special event or anything. Yeah. We can just do it anywhere, can't we?
The Bible says that we are the temples of the Holy Spirit. So this works anytime, anywhere, on a plane, on a train. Just last week we were in the streets of Stratford, and they've never done it before. They didn't have any props. They didn't even have a store to set up, and they just went on the street corner, and they had two chairs, and they put a sign up, free spiritual readings. And they just asked people to come out of Tim Hortons. They went into and said, would you like to come and receive some prophecy? And whole bunches of people just exited, and they prophesied right on the street. I think 8 or 9 people in about 2 hours became Christians.
I remember last summer when we were down in the inner city of Vancouver, we set up those massage chairs. It's right on the main road in an area where there was lots of drug addicts, and we put these chairs out and said, do you want a free massage? Because their shoulders get sore, muscles and that. And so we're there massaging them and bringing prophetic destiny words over their life, praying deliverance for them and everything, and got people saved as they're sitting there having a massage on the main road.
In the privacy of your own home, this works. We had a dentist from our church that had some new age dental assistants that worked for him. He said, would you like to come over to my house and I'll get some prophetic people from my church to just come prophesy over you? So he arranged for all his workers to come to his house just for prophetic blessing. It just works anytime, anywhere. And I'm telling you, every time people hear a word from God, it resonates in them so deeply. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many times I've seen grown men cry. People just tears in their eyes when the revelation that God knows all about them all the time, they are moved. They know that God is real.
That's
and
right.
He's talking to them.
That's right. We've had teams, of course, out in the parks.
Yeah.
Sometimes just like musicians playing their guitars and their drums.
Poets.
In fact, we had free God songs. It was like an open guitar case and a handmade sign that says free God songs. And people would come down and say, what's a God song? And they say, well, let us sing a prophetic song over you. Yeah. And they would sing and play it and people would get really touched. We had poets, prophetic poetry, prophetic artists, you know, who did prophetic portraits. You know, you can take this anywhere. Even in a well-known bookstore, we had prophetic teams go in to the poetry nights and have an established poetry night. It was once a month, and we just sent our prophetic teams in there, and they prophesied prophetic poetry in the midst of all the unsaved people who were also giving their poems.
There is something happening right now that it's people are looking for God. Everywhere people are looking for God. I had a lady run up to me in a coffee shop last year. She was just in her early 20s. She ran up to me, and I'd never seen her before. She wasn't a Christian. She looked at me, and she said, I had a dream about you. I said, what was the dream? She described the dream to me. I instantly had the interpretation of the dream, and I told her, you know, come out to one of our prophetic nights. She did, her and her boyfriend. We prophesied over her. We prophesied over her boyfriend. She's totally moved. I took her for coffee. I mean, people everywhere, we don't even have to go to them. They are starting to come to us.
That's
because
right.
God himself is initiating them, the revelation of himself to all people.
You know, that's because the power of the blood of Jesus that was shed for us 2,000 years ago is able to save. Not just people who are good in their living styles, but those that are really, you know, doing maybe some terrible things or what they think is terrible things. And God's blood can save us from it all. And in the next just few seconds, can you share just a little bit about the blood prophecy that God gave you a little while? Because we're going to put it up on a montage in a moment.
Well, that was a very spontaneous prophecy. I'd been praying, you know, through the Bible about the blood of Christ, and I was just moved as God began to speak to me. And so one night we were at a conference, and suddenly the Holy Spirit just came all over me and began to decree the power of his blood in such a way that faith just entered my heart, that I realized that the blood of Jesus Christ could save nations.
Thank you, Lord. We're going to see it now.
And he himself is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but for those of the whole world. Then he said to Thomas, reach here your finger and see my hands, and reach here your hand and put it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. And what the Lord showed me was a vision of the power of the blood of Christ. And he began to speak to my heart of how powerful is the blood of Christ. It is powerful not only for the sins of the church, but for the sins of the whole world, for all time, for every last single created human being, for all time. That is how powerful is the blood of Christ. And the Lord said to me, he says, my church does not believe in the power of the blood of Christ. And he says, when they see them come up by ones and twos and be converted, then they say, oh, because I have seen that, I believe in that. But when they watch TV and when they read the newspaper, they look upon society with despair and disgust, and they do not see it through the eyes of the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. They do not rise up from reading the newspaper and say, the blood of Christ can heal that. The blood of Christ can redeem that. The blood of Christ can save that derelict. They do not get up from the TV and say, I will go now because I believe in the power of the blood of Christ to redeem all mankind, even the homosexual, even the alcoholics, even the prostitutes, even the abused. But they read the newspapers and they are filled with despair. And they say, oh, woe is our nation. Look what has happened to us. And the Lord says that he is looking for a people. And he has come to his church. He has come to visit his church in much the same way that he went to visit his people Israel. He went to his own. He went to his own. He went to his own first. Why? So that he could commission them to go to the Gentiles. And he has come to his church. He has come to his church. Why? So that he can commission them to go to the world. And I believe that the Lord is looking for a people who will rise up and say, I will go into the darkest part of society. I will go to the prisons. I will go to the streets. I will go out into the world. And I will go and I will say, the blood of Christ can do this. The blood of Christ can heal the sick. The blood of Christ can redeem even the deepest, darkest, secret sin of all mankind. And God says that his arm is not short that it cannot save. His arm is not short that it cannot save. And his arm is not short that it cannot save England. His arm is not short that it cannot save Canada. His arm is not short that it cannot save Europe. His arm is not short that it cannot save Iran. His arm is not short that it cannot save Thailand. There is nothing, there is no one too far from the blood of Christ that it cannot be redeemed. But he says, I come to my own, and they go nowhere. And I feel like if the Lord is saying one thing, he is saying this, that if the arm of God has touched you, hold it out and touch someone else. Even if only one, even if only one.
I know that many of you were touched by that word, but I have a specific prophetic word for one of you, and you're a woman, and you and your husband are in church leadership in your church, and you've been so desiring to see the church go out and reach the lost, but it seems that in your particular situation, a lot of the church activity is inside the church, and so you've been somewhat frustrated, and this program has stirred you. And you're almost a little bit agitated and yet sad and emotional right now. But the Lord says if you will continue to pray and to love, he will give you the strategy that you need to bring them along. To bring them along so that people are going out. And he says, don't be afraid to go out yourself. Because you'll find that he is a friend of sinners. He's out there on the streets. And you can go as his friend. You can go on his behalf.
And I, as I was praying, I saw a picture of a young man. I believe you're about 16 years old, and I feel like your name is Tom. And it's like you know that there's something out there. You've had this sensation about spiritual things, especially for the last year. I feel like the whole spiritual world is awakening to you. You've even dabbled in the occult, but it's left you with a sense of fear, and you've been actually troubled by it. You can feel the power, but you know that there's something not right about it. And I feel like you've been protected by the prayers of a praying grandmother. And so God wants you to know that there is something out there, and the one that you need to search for is Jesus Christ. So Tom, you're 16. God is looking for you, and he sees your search.
And there's some of you that are called to media prophetic, and the Lord's blessing is upon you for that, and you've been stirred mm-hmm. by this program. So I would just say, go for it.
Become a Breaker Team member today and partner with us in God's media army and harvest teams through your monthly financial gift of $30 or more. As a partner, you are prayed for every day by skilled intercessors on our team. You receive special gifts, reduced registration fees, and exclusive privileges during many Extreme Prophetic sponsored events. As a Breaker Team financial partner, you receive the Breaker anointing that rests upon Extreme Prophetic. Partner with us today and join the Extreme Prophetic family. Do you desire anointed teaching, prayer, impartation, and prophetic words that speak personally to your heart? Would you like an online shopping mall that can resource your life with life-impacting teachings? All of this and more can be found on extremeprophetic.com. Visit us today online. Everything on the site is available to you on demand to facilitate your own lifestyle and schedule.
And we're so glad that you're back and glad that you joined this program. You know, we have some training for you online at extremeprophetic.com and Prophetic Evangelism, Prophetic Bootcamp. We also have our book, Light Belongs in the Darkness, which is all about prophetic evangelism, and a CD that Steve Swanson has produced, and I have a little piece on it also. It's called Fly Like an Eagle. And these are all tools that will help you in reaching the lost. We also invite you to partnership with us. You know, it takes a whole army of God's people to go out and get the gospel out there in all different directions. And so, as you know, of course, we're attempting to reach people through media outreach, and that's why you're watching this program. And we're hoping to mobilize the body of Christ in major ways through our television program, also off of our website. We have a website with you in mind, and also people can go to the website and get saved. There's a Meet Jesus online section. They can go to our online healing rooms, our online deliverance room, our online prophetic room, our online prayer room, and you can actually get saved, filled with the Holy Spirit, and discipled right online. It's all prepared with you in mind. So we hope to see you next time, and remember this: would you go and aggressively bring His light into the darkness this week? That is your heart's expression. Say exactly what I say then, okay? Say, Father God.
Father God.
I love you.
I love you.
And I believe.
I believe.
That Jesus Christ.
That Jesus Christ.
Is my Savior.
Is my Savior.
That He died on the cross.
He died on the cross.
2,000 years ago.
2,000 years ago.
For me.
For me.
I believe.
I believe.
That He's forgiven me.
He's forgiven me.
All my mistakes.
All my mistakes.
All my sin.
All my sins.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Come into my heart right now.
Lord Jesus, come into my heart right now.
And make me the person.
And make me the person.
You want me to be.
You want to.
Write my name.
Write my name.
In your book of life.
In your book of life.
Thank you for making me.
Thank you for making me.
Your son.
Your son.
Amen. And He will never leave you. He'll never forsake you. He's with you forever.
That's all.
It's awesome.
Thank you for the
best. You're very, very welcome. How do you feel?
Sorry.
Do you feel weepy?
It's okay. It will be okay. Yeah, it's okay.
And Jesus will work everything out for you, all the troubles right now. He'll help you through them all. It's a new day for you, Abdul.
Thank you.
Welcome to the family of God.
The prophetic gift is a powerful tool to express the will of God to those around you. Patricia and the Extreme Prophetic Team instruct you in the operation of this amazing gift during our boot camp training. It's easy to hear the voice of God. Attend the next prophetic boot camp and get empowered. Registration and school information can be found online at extremeprophetic.com. The Prophetic Bootcamp is also available in audio or DVD formats for your study at home.